Welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. We come in each week to talk about different outdoor activities, outdoor events, and the people that are making things happen outdoors. On this segment of the program, I want to ask everyone out there a quick question. Do you remember your first pair of hiking boots? Maybe your first tent that you got when you joined scouting or had prepared for a big trip upcoming? Do you remember that sleeping bag? Or maybe even for many, that first bicycle that gave us freedom to go outside of the neighborhood that we were in and into the great, big, vast world that was out there. That's part about what we do at Jesse Brown's, celebrating the events and the adventures through the items that help take us there and protect us from things like the element and the outdoors while we're in the outdoors enjoying it. We're going to talk right now with Beatty Jackson from the Taiku Agency about one of his company's gear aid that really helps prolong the life of those favorite items that we've enjoyed over the years. Beatty, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate having me.
Well, I want to jump in because not only do you purvey gear aid and help make things last longer, but you're an able participant in helping make things last longer. People come to you and ask for your advice about whether it be this hiking boot or how can I handle this, whether it be through conditioning or repair even. The same goes on with tents and sleeping bags through you, but also through Gear Aid. Will you tell us about that relationship that you have with the Taiku Agency and Gear Aid?
That's a tall order, Bill.
You can do it.
That's a lot to pack in there. Let me just start back and say that he started this conversation by saying, "Do you remember your first?" And I got involved in the outdoor side of the business or the industry, if you will, as a 16-year-old. And it started with something that was pretty innocent, which was a 10-day walk on the Appalachian Trail. And when I finished that 10-day walk on the Appalachian Trail, I knew what I was doing with the rest of my life. And the rest of life, what I was going to do the rest of my life is I was going to enjoy the outdoors. I was going to be an advocate and a promoter of a healthy outdoor lifestyle. And I started working in a shop. And then that led to, I became a recreation park administration major at Clemson back in the 70s. And then from there, I got involved in the outdoor retail, running shops like Jesse Brown's. And I actually even knew Jesse and went into the original store in Greer, South Carolina, many years ago. Mm-hmm. So that takes me way back. So I've been associated with this shop for a long time. But that's how I got started in this. And
I'm going to jump in there on you because as you say those things, I want you to go back in time because shops like Jesse Brown's or even just in Charlotte alone had shops, and those shops were making things many times. They had a sewing machine in the back. Alan Barnhart at Allenby's, he had a sewing machine back in 1973, 74, 75, back then, where they were making sleeping bags. They were stitching backpacks. Jesse Brown's was founded after seeing a shop like that in Manhattan, where they were actually making the product that they were selling. It's not like that now, Beatty. We have this global marketplace, USA-made stuff, or cottage-made boutique items are rare now. And you've been through all that in your career. And how has that changed you? And how has that changed maintenance from something that matters with good, nice, well-made product to things that we throw away after the sole wears out? You don't get them resold anymore. You throw them away.
Well, years ago, Bill, most everything was made here in the USA. It was made right, in in this country. And so mm-hmm. when you went into a shop and you said, I have this pack and I've got a problem with it, they would take it off the frame, they would take out the stays, they would box it up, and they would ship it back to the manufacturer, who still had the ability to sew product. And so they had a repair department and they would repair the goods. What's wrong now is all of this product is generally made offshore, meaning somewhere in Asia, or where labor's cheaper. And what happens is you send the product back. Well, they have not the facility, nor really the desire, to do anything but to basically send back a new version of whatever it was you had. Now, through my years of doing this, that's always gotten people's hair on the back of their neck standing up, because they don't want a new product. Mm-hmm. They want their old product back. And the reason they want it back is because every tear, stain, burn, rip, everything about that pack is a memory. It takes you back to that trip, and you want to hang on to that. It's kind of like a photograph, but using your gear. Think now that you smell something, and it takes you back to something maybe your mother or grandmother cooked. Think about a song that takes you back to a time. I mentioned that I went on a 10-day trip on the AT as a 16-year-old. We walked from Dix Creek Gap, taking our sweet time, all the way to the Nantahala Outdoor Center, which at that time really wasn't the Outdoor Center. It was called Tote and Terry. But when I went in there, Layla was the song that was playing after my 10-day hike. And anytime I hear that song, Layla, now, I'm a 16-year-old kid coming off of an Appalachian Trail hike. It takes me back. Our gear does the same thing. But now, manufacturers are more than willing to give you something new, which is kind of cool in some ways, but you lose that tie to that trip that really meant something to you. So Gear Aid is an established company that started by basically out of need. It was started by Dwayne and Nancy McNett in Bellingham, Washington. And in the 70s, they were importing PVC golf suits for the rain. And they were having problems with them. And it was told to me that Nancy and Dwayne were telling their neighbor that they were about to go broke because all the suits were coming back defective or having problems with them. And they had spoke to a neighbor, as I was told, who was a chemist. And he said he could formulate a product that would bind it and repair those goods. And that was AquaSeal. And AquaSeal proved to work, and they took it from there to the dive industry to repair wetsuits. And from there, the entire company started with one product, born out of need.
I must say that AquaSeal is one of our top products at Jesse Brown's, primarily for our fishermen, because it is a great thing if you have a tear in your waders. It works on tears and tents as well, but of course, if you have a tear in your waders and you go on a fishing trip, you find out pretty quick where that leak is, and that AquaSeal is the game plan for repair, especially in these really nice waders. But even if you have not so nice waders, that'll take it a long way. I wanted to read this, Beatty, too, because I have I did my crack research staff here at the Carolina Outdoors program pulled some data real quick on this. On average, over 40% of a product's environmental impact is attributed to product care and end-of-life disposal. That's according to the Outdoor Industry Association. Another interesting tidbit of information, and you know what, this is published by Gear Aid as well. In 2018, so this is just over 2 years ago, it was estimated over 2 million pieces of outerwear, so that's your raincoats and such, footwear, and outdoor gear were repaired with Gear Aid products. So explain to us some of the most popular. You mentioned AquaSeal, which is still in the line of Gear Aid, but what are some of the other more frequently used products that Gear Aid has and is producing?
Well, Tenacious Tape is probably the second most popular item that we use. The most common repair in the outdoor business is when you get a tear in something, you slap a piece of duct tape on it.
Yeah.
Now, duct tape is very effective at holding stuff together. But its drawback is that the glue is so aggressive that when you try to pull it off, you either damage the product further or the glue residue stays on the product, requiring some harsh chemicals to get it off. So Tenacious Tape is designed that it will actually adhere to the product, but when you need to, when you want to repair it professionally, you literally can pull that off and it will take the glue with it, and it's what they call a clean tape. And we do that in fabric, and we do that in a polyester face. Polyester face would be used, it's clear. Clear is the new black, and it works with everything. But that keeps, like, for instance, you get a, you've got a lightweight down jacket, and you rub up next to a wall, you catch it on a rack, you get a tear on it. That's a great patch to, until you can get it sewn professionally. We actually sell Tenacious Tape to major brands, North Face, Marmot, Patagonia. Patagonia is a huge customer for us. In fact, when we created a little pocket size Tenacious Tape, we sized it such that it fed on the baffles of a Patagonia jacket because that was the number one selling jacket at the time.
Wow, who would know? Of course, those are a lot of the primary brands at Jesse Brown's Outdoors, located in the heart of the South Park Shopping District in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, high apart above the Sharon Corners parking lot. The mezzanine balcony allows you that view. Our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is Beatty Jackson. He is the head of the Taku Agency, traveling the southern states representing GearAid, Opinel, minus 33 degrees and more. Beatty, I want to ask you something else or tell you a quick story. You mentioned North Face. You meant the North Face. You mentioned Patagonia, some other brands like that. They make a bunch of nice outerwear, raincoats, if you will. They utilize, many of them, Gore-Tex within those raincoats. And Gore-Tex raincoats can range in price from $189 all the way up to $650 or maybe even more. No matter what type of raincoat that you have, if it's made out of a nylon or even a polyester, there is a little bit of maintenance to it so that it will perform best. It doesn't mean that these raincoats leak, but as the years go by, the finish of those raincoats will wear down. Yes, even the expensive ones. So I had seen a lady who was wearing a raincoat in the rain, walking her dog as I drove to work at Jesse Brown's, and she was walking her dog in the rain. And Beatty, I could tell that her rain jacket was matting down on her, or I bet the term you may use is wetting out. Now, I would have totally freaked her out and she would have sicked her dog on me, but I wanted to pull my car over and tell her about a product called Revivex. That's another heavy brand that's distributed by GearAid, and it's to, I guess, re-waterproof, if you will, a raincoat. Can you explain Revivex, the association with Gore-Tex and other waterproof-type membranes, and what GearAid does with that?
Well, in most all shells and all outdoor product that we do, we put a, what we call a DWR finish on it, which is a, you know, basically, DWR stands for a durable water repellency, all right? And that's on there, but it's a, like a spray that's basically been sprayed onto the garments or has been washed in and onto the garments, and it wears off in time. It wears off by rubbing up next to other clothes, it hanging in your closet. It wears off because of rain washes some of it out. Some of it is that it just putting your hands on the jacket, the DWR finish can come off a little bit. So you have to retreat your garments. I ran a ski shop for about 10 years, and it was amazing to me how many people would walk in the door and they'd say, my jacket, I'm getting wet. And I'd have to have a little bit of a conversation. And the first question I would always ask folks is, when was the last time you washed this coat? And most people's eyes roll back in their head and go, you mean I can wash it? they don't realize that that what happens is you get a layer of dirt onto the garment, and the dirt absorbs the moisture that's coming in the rain, and therefore it feels like the jacket on the outside is wet, but you're really not wet. What it's done is it's clogged up the pores on the inside of the Gore-Tex in particular. And that gets into a whole conversation how Gore-Tex works, and then we got to talk about physics, and then we got to talk about, oh, I don't know, full moons and dogs howling and all kinds of things. But
that'll be the next segment, maybe.
But the idea is that you wash your jacket, and then you need to retreat it with a DWR finish. And what you do, we have a couple of, if it's a down product, we have a down cleaner, and we have a product called a Pro Cleaner. And Pro Cleaner will actually clean down too. But the idea is that you want to use something that is not going to be a harsh soap. And what you want something is that will rinse clean in the normal rinse cycle that you at home. You want to be able to rinse it clean, because if you leave any of that soap residue into the garment, then it tends to attract dirt and it tends to clog up the pores. So you need to clean that first, and then you basically, we have sprays and we have wash-ins, we have all kinds of different treatments for that. But you retreat it, and then it's basically revived to the original water repellency on the finish. Water will bead up and fall right off. A lot like wax in your car. That's a good way to think about it.
I always use the brand Rain-X that you maybe clean your windshield of your car with a little bit. And you can sometimes, after you use that, this is not a commercial for them, but after you use that, you can almost drive during a rainstorm without using your windshield wipers, because it just beads up and falls away after you do that treatment.
Yeah, that's what a DWR finish really is on an original product. And then if you've retreated it, if you were to bring a jacket in here and have Bill send it back to a manufacturer, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to wash it, and they're going to charge you to wash it, and they're going to wash it, and then they're going to DWR treat it and send it back to you. That's something you can do at home in your own time. Now, there are other things like tents that have a DWR finish on the outside, but the floor and the tent fly are actually treated with either a silicone or a urethane treatment that is actually a coating on the product that actually helps bead the water up, you know, where you want it to be totally waterproof.
We're talking about your gear being a major investment in your life and your pursuit of whatever outdoor activity that you enjoy, even if it's vocational. If you're a policeman or a medical first responder who is wearing a raincoat, rain gear, this is something for you. It's also really a play towards do it yourself. These days we hear a lot about shipping times, lag times. We have sent off stuff to our manufacturers and it takes a long time because of rules and regulations during the pandemic. Maybe some of these companies, including the shipping companies, may be shorthanded. So something that normally would take weeks is now many times taking months, and you still have that outdoor trip that you have planned, whether it be camping, a hiking, fishing, or whatever it may be. You still need your gear, but you need your gear to respond. So this is about investment in your gear. Our guest is Beatty Jackson from the Taku Agency, and we're talking gear aid. Beatty, are you going to be able to stay with us a little bit longer and talk a little bit more about this?
Sure, Bill, if that's what you need.
We may get into your title of the Honorable Beatty Jackson, because you are on the town council in a small town, one of our favorite outdoor towns, Trail Town USA, Damascus, Virginia. So we may delve into that, because that's interesting for a lot of our outdoor enthusiasts who go up there, whether it be fishing, maybe it's that Appalachian Trail, maybe it's that Creeper Trail, and all the other wonderful things you have in the Damascus area. We may ask you also what you got planned for May, when Trail Days is historically happening, and if it gets to happen, we'll get into all those details. His name, Beatty Jackson. My name, Bill Bartee. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.